When we are confronted with persecutions, lies, mistreatment, do we still stand amidst our enemies and not afraid of the truth? Are we ready to fight and live love and truth? Prophet Jeremiah stood against all his enemies as he knew that truth will always prevail in God. So there's a history about Jeremiah in 622 BC. King Josiah of Judah undertook a religious reform. We can see that in 2 Kings chapter 22. After the book of the law was discovered, having laid hidden for years, it seems that Jeremiah took an active role in the reform. By championing the reform, which included the suppression of local shrines, Jeremiah incurred the hatred of his fellow citizens, the people of Anathoth. They wanted Jeremiah to be killed like a lamb led to slaughter. They said, "Let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will no longer be remembered." He had no children, so for them, if they kill him, it is the end of him forever. So as Jeremiah stood with God, God stood with him. Jesus, in his encounter with the scribes and the Pharisees who denied the truth, cannot see the truth because their hearts and minds were not open. They cannot see the hands of God working in Jesus because they were blinded by their self-interests, greediness, and self-righteousness. My dear brothers and sisters, likewise, it will happen to us unless we open ourselves to God, accept Him as our Lord and Savior, and be open to the truth. So let us pray, therefore, that we may have an open mind and heart and accept Jesus' messages every day, which can be surprising to us in many ways. As we prepare for the Holy Week, let us have a total surrender to God's grace and to have full participation in His passion, death, and resurrection. Through the sacraments and act of charity and sacrifices. Like Prophet Jeremiah, let us also stand with God amidst lies, rejection, and pain caused by others. As we stand for God, God will stand with us. So let us always stand with the truth, with God, so that at the end, God will stand with us.